Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Maybe let's just share a prayer together, please. Lord, thank you for the privilege of relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for the honor of your presence resting amongst us. And Lord, as we open your word now, we ask that you would lead us by quiet waters and that you would restore our souls through the truth of your word and the touch of your spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So as David writes Psalm 23, it's so familiar to us, so familiar to us. But as David writes, remember that he's writing from personal experience. He's writing as the shepherd king. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 11, when Samuel came to anoint the next king after Saul and Jesse's household, Jesse didn't even bother sending for David because he was where? They're still the youngest, but he is tending the sheep. And I love in 1 Samuel 17, the story of David and Goliath. And I had missed it myself before, and we'll look at this maybe in a little while later. but in 1 Samuel 17, verse 15, David went back and forth from Saul, from the army, to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. So David was a shepherd. David spent his time caring for his father's sheep. One of the commentators, Derek Kidner, when he was looking at this, says all the metaphors in the Psalms, all those pictures are of a distant God, in the sense of a distant person, a distant metaphor, a king, a deliverer, somebody removed from, or impersonal, a rock or a shield. God is my rock, God is my shield. But he says here, in the shepherd metaphor in Psalm 23, is this shepherd who lives with his flock and is everything to it, its guide, physician, and protector. So this picture of the Lord is my shepherd is about the shepherd who lives with his flock and is everything to you and I, that little sheep, our guide, our physician, protector. The Lord is my shepherd. And again, I'd missed this before. The picture here in Psalm 23 can be read as a journey. It can be read as a journey with the Good Shepherd. Warren Wiersbe talks about life in the pasture. I shall not be in want. That picture of being around the home, the pasture land around the home. I shall not be in want, say the sheep. In John 10, verse 4, he goes on ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. That picture of God as the shepherd, life in the pasture. Again, just look through the verses. And again, they are familiar verses. The Good Shepherd talks about rest. He makes me lie down in green pasture. Restoration. He leads me beside the quiet waters, and he restores my soul. Reorientation. He guides me in paths of righteousness. And again, read those words in view of the children's talk. The lost sheep, Luke 15, who didn't follow the shepherd, who didn't walk in the right paths, because the shepherd had been there, had gone there before, knew the way, knew the way to the places of blessing, where they would get water, where they would get good grass. But the wee lost sheep decided he would do his own thing or she would do her own thing and didn't walk in those paths. And so the Good Shepherd wants to bring reorientation, to bring us back to following him. Rest, restoration, reorientation. But as we read through the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Life in the valley. Life in the pasture. Life in the valley. And again, it can be read as that place between the low pasture and the high summer pasture that can possibly be read here into the passage. Between the pasture and the high pasture, the tableland, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Again, just simply this morning, what do these words say to us? Are we possibly in a valley this morning? A valley of fear. A valley of ill health. A valley of loneliness. Of debt. Of hurts. Whatever that valley might be, because we all walk through them. Valley of the shadow of death, bereavement. Maybe that bereavement was recent, maybe that bereavement was a few years ago, but it still hurts. The Lord is my shepherd. And in that valley that the shepherd walks with us through, leads us through, here in the passage we read about protection. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Again, just stepping back into 1 Samuel 17, because you just get a glimpse of the work of the shepherd in this story with David. As David has brought sandwiches to his brothers and ended up getting caught and broiled in this standoff with Goliath, and David says, I'll go and fight him. And what does he say? Verse 34 of 1 Samuel 17. Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it. I struck it. And I rescued the sheep from its mouth. What a hero. I wouldn't do it. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and I struck it and killed it. And then they're putting the armor of Saul onto David. And he says, I just feel silly not wearing this. He says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Verse 40, he took his staff in his hands, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in his pouch in his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. Never mind the story of David and Goliath. Read into the idea of what it meant to be a shepherd for this young man. And a big part of that was protection. His rod, staff, his bag for his slingshot and his stones. John 10, verse 11 tells us of Jesus, the good shepherd, lays down his life for his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. This is part of what it means. Not only is protection, part of his protection, or I suppose wrapped up within it, is his presence. I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. And please, and these are not cheap words. If you're walking through a valley this morning, know that the good shepherd walks with you. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What does that mean? Again, in the picture of a shepherd, the rod, I love this word, is a cudgel. We We hear that sometimes in our news, which is a bit sad. But the cudgel that's hanging off the belt, and it's there for defense. The staff that the shepherd would carry, and we even read in 1 Samuel 17 that David took a staff and a slingshot and went down to the river. Again, the implements of a shepherd. The staff is for control of the sheep. It's for discipline. So catch hold of those two things. Your rod for defense. Your staff for discipline. Sometimes we need protecting, and sometimes we need a wee bit of discipline just to pull us back on to those paths of righteousness. And again, in John 10, 14, that picture, I am the good shepherd, we read, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. This is personal. This is not distant. This is personal. The protection of the good shepherd, the presence of the good shepherd with us. But the third part of this journey, say especially that Warren Wiersbe talks about, and there's opinions in this, is it a complete change of metaphor to a house and a party and a table? Again, maybe like Luke 15. Or is it that idea of journeying with the good shepherd from the low pasture through the valleys and the difficult places to the high pasture, to the table lands? Also where the shepherd has gone and prepared this place before the summer months. Any of you my age, think of Heidi. Think of the old book Heidi. And up into the high pastures where the grass is lush and green, where the water flows, and there's folds that are made in different places. And the shepherd will journey the sheep from place to place for good pasture, and every night take them into the fold. But it's a place of blessing. It's a place of abundance. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The summer pasture. Maybe this morning you feel spiritually that you're in the summer pasture, in the Alplands, the table lands, the messes of Spain. All these words that all talk about this lush pasture that the shepherds use. And the shepherd has gone and he's prepared watering holes. He's prepared folds. He has his medicines with him for the summer months. He knows where the threats are in this area. And so let's just four quick things here, and very quick things. The good shepherd brings sustenance. You prepare a table before me. Again, the God who provides. Security in the very presence of my enemies. And you know that picture? That picture of, and again, we get it in John 10. I am the gate for the sheep. The fold in the high pasture would be a wall that's built. And there's no actual physical gate because the shepherd himself becomes the gate and sleeps in the gate. And the walls are high, so if there's any threats in the evening, and the shepherd knows where the threats are, he sleeps there and he's there for protection. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Scrutiny. You anoint my head with oil. What does that mean? And the story is this, that especially in the summer months, sheep are tortured with flies and little nasal flies. And it would seem that every evening as the shepherd counted the sheep, getting 100 and not 99, back into the fold, he would be examining them each as they came back through the door because he knew them personally. And he had the medicines with him to anoint with oil, if you like, to put oil on their faces, on their noses, that kept the flies away. And it was an idea, it was just a picture of care individually for each sheep. It's a place of satisfaction. My cup overflows. Verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, in John chapter 10, verses 7 to 9, we read these words. John chapter 10, verse 7 through to 9. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and out and find pasture. But the thief, he only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they, that you, may have life and have it to the full. Have it in abundance, I think as the Good News Bible puts it. Verse 9, he will come in and go out and find pasture. Last thing. The Lord is my shepherd. This experience is for those who follow the Good Shepherd. This blessing is for those who follow the Good Shepherd. Can I ask this morning, where are we on this journey with the Good Shepherd? Have we started the journey? Do we feel, Gordy, I'm kind of in the low pastures, and whatever that even means. But if you're on the journey, amen. But maybe you feel you're not experiencing the abundance of God in the way that you maybe should. Maybe you're in the valley of the shadow. Whatever that valley, whatever that shadow might be for you this morning. Maybe you feel you're in the blessing of the summer tablelands. But can I tell you that the valleys will come? Because it's not this perfect climb to glory. It's a journey that's more like the roller coaster down in Barry's. But we still walk with the Good Shepherd. But the invitation is this. Way back to Jesus meeting Peter on the beach in Mark chapter 1, simple words of the Good Shepherd say, come follow me. And so for you this morning, the invitation is to make the Lord your shepherd. Maybe what you need to hear this morning also is that the Good Shepherd walks with you and gives you strength to keep going on this journey. Life in the pasture, life in the valley, life in the abundant table land, and the security of the fold with the Good Shepherd. I hope these words have meant something to you this morning, to encourage, to challenge, to draw us closer to the Lord. We're going to sing in a moment. I would love maybe if we could just sit quietly for a few moments, and then we will stand and sing together. Strength will rise as we wait on the Lord, as He is our Good Shepherd. So let's just be quiet for a moment, and then we will stand and sing.